games, but you're a little bit of a rover too. This has to be fun for you, because I know as a manager, and with that being a part of your background, developing young players has been a passion of yours for a long time.
Absolutely. This has been a great position for me personally, and I think there's been some value to our Brewers organization with the development of this position. As you said, it's great working with the infielders here. We obviously have some talent on our infield dirt. We got some guys that like to play defense, like to prepare to play defense and make it a priority as a part of their day. And that's showing up in some of the work that they've done over the course of the year. But one of the other priorities that I had in this position, talking with the former GM David Stearns and Matty Arnold and council, we wanted to bridge the gap between specifically Nashville and player development and make sure the infielders that are in Nashville that get the call up have a comfort level when they get here to Milwaukee. So part of my responsibility was to make sure I went to Nashville, built a relationship and some trust with those infielders. And quite frankly, we made sure that the terminology, the communication, the positioning, the signals were exactly the same in Nashville that they are here in Milwaukee. So it was an easier transition for Monasterio, for Toro, for Singleton when they showed up here in a Brewer uniform.
I don't think that defense has never not been emphasized. It's certainly becoming a bigger thing now, because I think teams are understanding more how to quantify it and how to grade what a guy is able to do defensively because of range and plays that you can make on your feet and everything else that comes into it. This organization specifically has put an emphasis on it, and it shows if you watch this team at the big league level.
For sure. I mean, this team is built around its pitching and team defense. And internally, we did prioritize early in spring training that with the new rules and the no shifting, that lateral range and coverage and spacing to our infield was going to become a big deal. And so internally with player development and the resources that we have, Andy Fox and Lane and myself came up with basically a communication for these guys to make sure that it all worked together and that it was very consistent, and that was those same things we're able to bring to Nashville, and so far it's working. Obviously, it's something that you continue to try to improve daily, but our internal metrics is something that we can go face to face with our players, and as you mentioned, we can measure these things now. We can show them video and validate some of the teachings that we've had in the past. One of the main things this year was our prep step and our first step, quickness and reactions. And that has shown this year that as a organization, we are leading all of baseball from the top down in our reactions and first step quickness and on the dirt.
And you mentioned the fact that there's no shift anymore. I think for a lot of us, when we heard that, there was this mischaracterized thought of, oh, everybody's just going to be positioned the same way on every pitch. Well, obviously that's not the case. I mean, there's no shift, but advanced scouting and everything else, there's still a lot of positioning on the infield, and you're still able to take a lot of hits away by understanding where to put guys.
Absolutely. There's still an abundance of shading, if you will, going on.
Yeah, it might not be a shift, but there's still a lot of movement on there.
Yeah, there's major shading to minor shading. I guess one of the positionings that maybe is used a little bit more now is what we call pinch middle, is where we try to make, we take away the lines or give the lines, and we try to take away as much of the middle of the infield as possible for those guys, those hitters that use gap to gap and use the middle of the field. We use that one a little bit more, but some of our full shifts are a little bit more modified, but obviously we're using the numbers to try to put them in positions to have success and for our guys to make some plays. And the spacing in between those infielders is a big deal because we got guys that can move and guys that can make plays off the run. And if we can make sure that the spacing, we don't have too many big holes in between our guys, and we're giving all our athletes a chance to make plays, and they've proven to go out and do that more often than not.
Matt, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for shedding some light on it, and thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun, and we got an exciting month here. So go Brewers.
No doubt about it. Matt Erickson with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field here. It's time for tonight's starting lineups. Game 2 in the series. Once again, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. The starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Well, the Phillies come in 74-60 on the year, second place in the NL East, chasing, of course, the Atlanta Braves. Kyle Schwarber leads off in left field. Batting second is the shortstop, Trey Turner. Bryce Harper is the designated hitter tonight. Batting fourth and playing right field, Nick Castellanos. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bryson Stott. Alec Bohm made the big error last night. He's at third base today. Batting seventh, the catcher, JT Realmuto. Brandon Marsh bats eighth. He's in center field. And the first baseman and batting ninth is Jake Cave. Again for the Phillies, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Stott, Bohm, Realmuto, Marsh, and Cave. And the right-hander Aaron Nola does the pitching tonight for the Phillies. Brewers come in 75-59. 3.5 games clear of the Cubs in the NL Central. Leading off is the designated hitter tonight, Christian Yelich. Batting second, the catcher, William Contreras. Carlos Santana is at first base. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, Sal Frelick. The shortstop batting fifth, Willie Adames. Batting sixth in left field, Mark Canna. Bryce Terang is the second baseman tonight. Batting eighth and third base, Andrew Monasterio. And batting ninth in right field, Tyrone Taylor. Again for the Brewers, Yelich, Contreras, Santana. Frelick, Adames, Canna, Terang, Monasterio, and Taylor. And Colin Ray gets the start on the mound tonight for the Crew. Umpires in this one, at first base, Corey Blazer. Derek Thomas is at second base. John Tumpain at third base. And the crew chief, Hunter Wendelstedt, is the home plate umpire tonight. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, when we return to American Family Field after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Protect your cargo with our selection of hitches, ratchet straps, and everything in between. We've got what you need to get your cargo there safely. The TowSmart Tri-Ball Mount Trailer Hitch has three different hitch ball sizes and is just $24.99 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you in part by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, UP and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. It's the Brewers and the Phillies, Game 2 in this weekend series. We'll have that and a lot more when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Back with with you as we wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Phillies getting set for the first pitch in this middle game of this three-game series. The Brewers taking game one last night from Philadelphia. Drive around the league presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. No score in Cincinnati. Top of the third inning between the Cubs and the Reds. We're ready to get this one underway with the play-by-play. Here's Bob Uecker.
All right. Thank you, Lane. And this broadcast once again is authorized by the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, intended solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use without the expressed written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, along with the Boucher Automotive Group, is prohibited. Visit them today at Boucher.com. We are about set for Kyle Schwarber to stand in and lead things off for Philadelphia. Baseball brought to you in part by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste. Only 96 calories. You know what time that is, right? It's Miller time. Schwarber, who homered in last night's game, 38th of the year for the Phillies leadoff batter, who plays on occasion. He's in there tonight playing in left field. And Harper is going to do the DHing. Right now it's Colin Ray. And the opening pitch in game two drops in there nicely for a strike, and we are underway. One strike on the left-handed batting Kyle Schwarber. Colin Ray wheels and deals again. He missed off the inside, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Colin Ray is ready and coming back 1-1. He dropped one down low on a changeup. Two balls on a strike. Trey Turner will follow, and then Harper. Swing and a fly ball hit to center. Deep warning track gone for Schwarber. Repeat performance by the Phillies slugger. He homered to lead off last night. He hits number 39 to lead off game two, and it's 1-0 Philadelphia. Home run of the year for Schwarber. That one he hit out of here in dead center. And the batter is Trey Turner. Swing and a liner to center. And another base hit. Here is Bryce Harper. Phillies got stung last night. Brewers came from behind. Costly error by Alec Bohm, who's a very good third baseman, led to the downfall in game one. Right now it's Philadelphia 1 and the Brewers yet to bat. But a runner aboard and Harper is the batter. 0-4 in last night's opening win for the Crew. In tight of ball, it's 1-0. A run on two hits for the Phillies. The pitch, runner goes down low, and there'll be no throw. It's going to be a stolen base for Trey Turner. He had a good jump against Colin Ray, and there was no throw from Contreras. The stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Harper tried to unload one that time. Phillies with stolen base number 102 on the season. Runner at second. Two balls and a strike on Harper. Swing and a miss. Chased one high and wide. Ball two and strike two now. 21st appearance of the year for Colin Rain. It's his 20th start of the year. Ready and deals again. A swing and a fly ball on the infield. And Carlos Santana grabs that one in fair territory along the first base side. Here's Nick Castellanos, Phillies right fielder. Colin Ray in his previous starts against Philadelphia, covering three, is 0-2. And now for Castellanos. Instead, he backs off. No throw to second base. Bryce Terang sneaking in behind Trey Turner. Now, Colin Ray deals again. That one's in there. A strike looking about knee high. Nothing and one on the right-handed batting Castellanos. From the stretch, coming back, big swing and a miss. Down low and away, and he went after it. Taking his timeout now is Castellanos. 275 for the Phillies right fielder. He's got 22 home runs. 83 driven in. Runner goes, swing and a miss. The throw to third is going to be late. That was a one-hop throw and a good play by Monasterio to save that one from going into left field. Is he all right? He's still on his knees and pointing to the Brewers dugout to see if Craig Counsell wants to take another look. And he doesn't. Another stolen base for Trey Turner. The strikeout to Castellanos. Now Bryson Stott. Colin Ray deals. That's good on the inside corner. Fastball strike at 92. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin with the strikeout for Colin Ray on the pitch. Low and away on a changeup. Even now at a ball and a strike. Ready to work. Ray deals, swing and a miss. Chased a high outside fastball, that one at 93. Contreras, new sign. Ray deals again, swinging and a fly ball to left center. Very playable and should be and will be caught by Sal Frelick. And the inning is over. No further damage. The home run by Kyle Schwarber to lead things off gets Philadelphia on the board. It's the Phillies 1, the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Action Floors, family owned and operated in Mercer, a national and global exporter, is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Breaker, breaker, 19. This here's the big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13. Got a wheeler into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten fall, Big G. This here's prime time. Both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, chains, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Sure, and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top of the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Quick Trip Around the Bases, presented by Quick Trip. Tonight, Nicole Dobson from New Berlin would pick up $100 if the Brewers score a run in the opening inning here. Yelich, Contreras, Santana against right-hander Aaron Nola. Yelich is in there. Last time out for Nola against St. Louis on the 27th day of August. He is ready to work. And the opening pitch to Yelich drops in nicely. A strike and it's 0-1. One nothing Philadelphia. Real Muto, target up on the pitch. Curve drops in there. Two strikes now on Christian Yelich. Don't know if he was in total agreement with Hunter Wendelstedt on that call. Around the outside corner. Two strike delivery. Here it is. Hit foul against the screen. Do it again at nothing and two. Yelich at 279. Sitting on 17 home runs with 68 driven in. Outfield slightly towards left for the left-handed batting Christian Yelich. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a big changeup. And there is one away. Aaron Nola tonight trying to win number 13 on the year against 8 losses. Carries an ERA of 4.30. That covers 27 starts. 167 plus innings of work. Giving up 146 base hits. 29 were home runs. And for Contreras, check swing, he went around, I think. Yep, that call made by Corey Blazer, first base umpire, on more than a half swing. Nola kicks and deals again. Got the outside corner, fastball, it's 0-2. New sign for the right-hander. Now the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Down low and away with a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nola, who in his last outing tied Curt Schilling. Remember Curt Schilling, hard-throwing right-hander? .1556 strikeouts for him now. Now Santana. Strike on a changeup and it's 0-1. One strike on the switch hitting Carlos Santana. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Threw him a changeup that time, and it's nothing and two. Nola's last time out in that game against St. Louis, he allowed only one hit over seven innings of work. Two-strike delivery. Here he comes. Check swing and a ball down low and inside. Didn't miss by much. Ball one and strike two. New sign for the right-hander. For Santana, swing and a foul on a changeup down low and inside. He got a piece of it.
Well, the curveball has been the calling card for Aaron Nola over the course of his career, and it's early, but it's really moving today.
You know, he uses it as a changeup every once in a while, too, Lane. One ball, two strikes on Santana. Now the kick and the pitch. Bouncer hit foul up along the first base side. Still one and two on Carlos Santana. 28th start of the year for Nola tonight. Nice crowd here at American Family Field. Should be in that middle 30s range. Inside a ball, backed him out of there. Two balls and two strikes. Still have room for you if you're looking for something to do tonight. Come on out. Now the windup and the pitch. Dropping a changeup down low, and it's full up now, three and two. Sal Frelick is due next. Real mute on the sign. Here comes Nola. Swinging and a fly ball foul to left. Should wind up in the seats and will. Still a full count. 3-2. Real Muto sitting down low and inside the pitch. Hit foul again by Santana. One of the better pitches he's had to rip at in this at-bat. Still full up. Three balls, two strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts to retire Yelich and Contreras. Now a 3-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Check swinging the ball. He walked him. A couple of strikeouts and a walk, and Sal Frelick is going to be the batter. Brewers down 1-0. Schwarber, if you joined us late, led off game two with a home run, as he did in last night's game. And the pitch, Frelick, low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Frelick against Nola. There's a strike. Came back with a changeup. Frelick against Aaron Nola. First time ever. New sign. One ball, one strike. Santana leads. And the pitch. That one's too high and off the outside corner. It's 2-1. Frelick 0-3 in last night's opening game. Driven in 19. And the pitch. That's good on the outside corner. There's the changeup again. steady diet of off-speed stuff, curveballs and changeups. Willie Adames is due next. And the pitch. Curveball. He tried the outside corner and missed. So a couple of strikeouts, a walk, and a full count now on Sal. Three balls, two strikes. Traveling time for Santana. And the pitch, there he goes. Strike three, looking. He threw him a changeup. And no doubt about it. Right down the middle, he strikes out the side. Brewers get nothing, leave one. To the second we go. Phillies one, Brewers nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob on Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Did you know there are hundreds of ice cream parlors and scoop shops in Wisconsin that serve Cedar Crest premium ice cream?
No, I didn't.
With dozens of delicious Cedar Crest flavors from custards to sorbets.
That sounds tasty.
And new flavors are coming out all the time.
So we'll have to stop by often.
Mom wants to go there. Now.
You mean right now? I was thinking maybe dinner first.
Ice cream is her favorite food group. You know how much she loves Cedar Crest. One scoop or two, cone or dish, it's all good.
When it's Cedar Crest.
It's the best.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Phillies on the bat here in the top half of inning number two. Alec Bohm, whose error in last night's game led to a Brewers win. Realmuto will follow, and then Brandon Marsh against Colin Ray. Beautiful day today. Going to be warmer tomorrow. They tell us into the 90s tomorrow. The pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 on Alec Bohm. Next couple of days. Matter of fact, the pitch. Swing and a miss again. Low and away. He went that time. Bohm chased it. 279 with 15 home runs for the Phillies' third baseman. Colin Ray deals again. This one hit foul to the second deck. Well, if it's going to be in the 90s tomorrow, you know what that is. That's a good day for Cedar Crest. You bet. Travel day for the crew. Got him looking. On the outside corner, a fastball right there. Second strikeout for Colin Ray, and the batter is going to be JT Realmuto, the catcher. Yep, Cedar Crest and hot weather. They go together. You bet. Flavors from Cedar Crest, swing and a fly ball hit to left center and very deep. And this one is going to be gone off the bat of JT Realmuto. Towering drive out of here to the Brewers bullpen in left center. No doubt about it, he knew it when he hit it. Second home run given up by Colin Ray tonight. And the Phillies lead 2-0. And the batter is going to be Brandon Marsh. That was a fastball or a cutter right down the middle about knee high, and he jumped all over it. And the pitch. Marsh, a strike, looking on the outside corner. And the pitch. Hit foul down the left field side. Home run number 176 for Philadelphia. And the pitch. Low and away, and it's ball one and strike two now. Marsh, solid at 291. 9 home runs and 49 driven in. Colin Ray deals, hit foul, a jam job fastball. Got inside on Marsh.
I'm not sure if we've mentioned it before, but the Phillies have a little bit of power in this lineup.
Boy, I'm telling you, when you look up and down, swing and a fly ball to left, this one for Canna. And Jake Cave is coming on the bat. When you look up and down this lineup, you don't pay a lot of attention to it in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Only because of the leadoff guy, Carl Schwarber, who led off tonight again with a home run. He's got 39 on the year. But then when you look up and down the lineup, as you said, Lane, Ray delivers down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. You know, guys like Harper and Castellanos, we've seen them enough over the years to know that they've got plenty of power in that department. But that guy playing at third, I like him, despite what happened last night. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike now on Jake Cave. But Bohm in the fielding department last night had a hiccup. That cost the Phillies the game, swinging a fly ball, foul and out of play. But he's another guy that, you know, I liked him when the Phillies brought him up a couple years ago for the first time. And, you know, he could pick it at third. He could play the infield. He had a strong arm. And then power-wise, you knew he had power low and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. You knew he had power to go all over, too. But, yeah, the lineup for Philadelphia, 176 home runs on the year now. And the pitch hit foul again. And we talk about the Brewers on the other side. Milwaukee with 139 home runs on the year. And we got guys that have power. We know that. We talk about it. But, yeah, when you look at Philadelphia and 176 on the other side, yep, you know you got your hands full. Swing and a miss, struck him out. To end the inning, but Philadelphia gets one more on one hit. Real Muto's 16th of the year. And at the end of an inning and a half, it now reads 2-0 Philadelphia on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball?
Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the birthday boy will lead things off for the crew here in the second inning. Willie Adames celebrates a birthday today. And a chance to visit with Willie's family last night. They're here from the Dominican for an extended stay again. Always great to see them and talk with them. Don't understand what they say, but they me. Now, we always, they speak a little bit of English, very good Espanol, and I get a chance to shoot the breeze with them every night when we leave the ballpark. And we somehow connect all the time. A little bit high, and it's one ball and one strike.
Yeah, whenever you're in the clubhouse and Willie's around, when Dad's not in town, Willie still gives you an update.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all the time. Yep. Dad stays in touch every day. Mom and Dad, family members, absolutely. Bouncer hit to third. It's a fair ball. And Bohm on that one throws him out. Here's Mark Kenna. Yeah, I get to chat with Willie's family, his dad. Yeah, we have some good conversations. He's been around a long time. They're going to be here throughout the playoffs, too, this trip. Nola delivers, and this one is lined to left and deep. It's going to get off the wall and bouncing over the wall. It'll be a ground rule double for Marquetta. Schwarber didn't have much of a chance to make a play on that one. It was hit like a bullet. Canna aboard. Here's Terang.
Now, you have handshakes with a lot of the different players and,
yeah,
have over the years, too, not just this group of guys, but yours with Willie's one of my favorite ones.
Well, it's a, when we started, the handshake and salute is what it is. Curveball drops low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. The salute, he would salute me and I would salute him back. And then I asked him if he knew how the salute went if you were an American paratrooper. Check swing, strike anyway, and it's even. And he said no. So I did. I did the salute coming off of my cap. And then as I dropped my hand in the full salute, I opened my fingers as if they were a parachute. And dropped it down. I said, this is the way they do it in the paratroopers. Check swing, change up, low and inside. Two balls and a strike. So that's the way we do it today. And Willie, he's got it now.
I mean, he is at attention when he gives you that salute. I've seen it happen.
Nola deals again. Check swing, change up, strike. One after another. Two balls, two strikes now on Terang.
That's 2 years in the making, I think, that you guys have been doing that.
Ah, he's a beauty. Monasterio is due next. Terang sends one to the gap in left center, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Canna's going to score, and a big turn by Terang, but he'll hold wisely, and the Brewers are on the board. So the double by Canna The RBI single by Terang. It's 2-1, Philadelphia. And here is Andrew Monasterio. Tying run is aboard. Terang will run. Nola checks him. And the pitch. Hit to center, but it's playable. Marsh is waiting, almost had him played perfectly. Monasterio is the second out in the inning. Tyrone Tanner is going to be the batter. Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, don't forget that. Hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices at Fleet Farm. Tyrone Tanner, who scored one of the big runs in that eighth inning last night on the air by the Phillies third baseman. Stepping out momentarily, now back in there. 2 men are out, 2-1 Philadelphia. Terang, pretty good lead. He's holding. That one missed low and away, and it's ball one. 2 on 3 hits for the Phillies. Brewers with a couple of hits here in the inning and a run. Now the pitch. Big swing and a foul up along the third base side. Struck out 3, all coming in the opening inning. Walked Santana. Other than that, back in the first, he struck out the side. There goes Terang. The throw is going to be late. No chance for Real Muto on that one. Terang gets such a good jump, and he can motor. Tyrone Tanner stepping out momentarily. Delta Dental, stolen base. Donating to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up again. Down low and he went after it. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tyrone. 0 for his last 15. Got to get this guy going again. He has 5 home runs on the year. The pitch. Line to left. And Schwarber is going to have to play it off the wall. And Tyrone Tanner cruising into second with a run-scoring double. And we are back to even. That's the way you got to do it. And especially with that changeup from Aaron Nola. He waited back nicely, and as soon as it left the bat, you knew Schwarber didn't have a chance. Not at all. 20th RBI for Tyrone Tanner. Back to the top of the order now in Christian Yelich. A strikeout victim his first time up. $75 for the Mac Fund. That one's good on the inside corner. One of the few fastballs that he's thrown in the inning. Every double hit by a Brewer is worth $75. West Bend, the silver lining. Nola sets and deals. Down low and inside on Christian. Almost hit him. It's ball one and strike one now on the Brewers left fielder. Doing the DHing tonight with Canna in left field. Here it is. Change up, hit foul. Ball one and strike two. You know you're going to see a change up from this guy at some point in every AB. One ball, two strikes. Ready to work. And coming back. Too high and pulled down by Real Muto. The guys who have the really good changeups are those guys with the big motion, big delivery, and then nothing comes out. If it's from the windup or from the stretch, give you a big leg kick, swing, and a foul, and that one popped away from Real Muto. Yeah, it looks fastball. When you watch the windup or pitching from the stretch, the big kick, and it looks like it's going to be something, you know, over the top and coming at you fast. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. Low and inside. He shot the corner in there and missed. Well, if he did it 2-2, he'll do it 3-2. And that means changeup. Or curveball. Here it is. Lined to left. Base hit. Brewers are going to have the lead. The throw coming on. Way off target. And Christian Yelich with a bullet base hit to left. The throw by Schwarber. Way off target. His 69th RBI of the year. And Contreras is going to be the batter with a runner at second now. Three runs are in. The Brewers have the lead. Yelich winds up at second base on that throw to home plate. No problem for Tyrone Taylor to score on that one. And Schwarber's throw up along the first base side in his attempt at Tyrone Taylor. Nine runs batted in now for Christian.
Change up down and away, and that's a pretty good place to try to hit the baseball if you're Christian Yelich.
That's exactly what he did. Yeah, if you can make yourself wait back and do it the way Yelich just did, that's the textbook way to hit the changeup, especially those that are down and away from you. Depending on which way you bat. Yelich does it as well as anybody. He's kind of made a habit of it. Check swing down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. This season, he really has those pitches that are off speed, and whether it be a right-handed thrower or from the left side, he tries to go the other way. Nola checks him and deals. Contreras too low again. Two balls and no strikes. Brewers come in tonight 75-59. They started last night's game one in this series, both at 74-59. And the pitch. Contreras, big swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike on him. Little extra time now for William Contreras. Get a little rosin, a little pine tar, a little more stickum. You know you've got too much pine tar or stickum when you flip the bat in the air and you go with it. The 2-1 delivery. He missed again. Two balls, two strikes now.
That would be a problem.
Wouldn't that be something? See a guy do that? You know, give it a bat flip, the home run flip. start your trot, and you go along with the bat? Two-two delivery. Here it is. Bouncer hit foul to the Phillies on deck circle.
That might be the next big thing. Instead of a bat flip, you're almost like a gymnast. You're doing cartwheels and stuff after.